Alyssa Rosenberg, culture reporter for Think Progress, sees independently produced web TV as a gathering storm for Hollywood, even though she herself, for a long time, didn't see it coming.
As a critic, I was the person who came late to web television. It was my readers who, if I was complaining about something on network TV, they said, you should try this, you should try that. And I think the thing that network television has to reckon with is that people will no longer passively accept bad entertainment. You have some place like CBS, of course, which has shows like Two Broke Girls or Two and a Half Men that are huge hits, but that aren't sophisticated, that have much older audiences. And some place like CBS in 10 or 15 years could find itself walking off a cliff. If they were smart, they would start looking at web series, not as an alternative or a competitor, but as a developmental pool. You know, I don't think the problem is that the public doesn't think web television has credibility. These shows are finding their audiences, even if they're not making a lot of money, but that the people who are sort of the gatekeepers need to give them the recognition that they already deserve for the product that they're putting out.
It seems, though, that the challenges confronting this form are pretty daunting. First of all, there's the business model challenge, and second of all, there's the word-of-mouth challenge.
A web television series doesn't get an upfront presentation. It doesn't get to be presented at the Television Critics Association. These people can't afford to send out 400 screener copies to anyone who might conceivably be interested, and they find audiences anyway. That they can do that without any of the budget or the marketing or the distribution is, I think, a demonstration of potential more than challenge. If you could build strong channels for web television, it's perfect. If you have an hour at lunch and want to catch up with six of your favorite web shows and someone strings them together for you in a series and then launches something new at the end of it, this is television that you can literally fit in anytime you want. I think there's much more upside potential than we're seeing right now. We're at a time when we've established the floor, but we're not even close to establishing the ceiling.
Alyssa, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been lovely to be here.
Alyssa Rosenberg is a culture reporter for Think Progress and a correspondent for The Atlantic. Jane Espenson is no stranger to Hollywood, having written and produced for shows like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Game of Thrones, Battlestar Galactica, and currently ABC's Once Upon a Time. In other words, she's a geek goddess. But her latest project with co-creator Brad Bell is a web show, just a few minutes per episode, called Husbands, about two gay celebrities who, after spending a drunken night celebrating a new marriage equality law, wake up married to each other and decide to stay together to further the cause of gay rights.
So what do you two know about being married?
I never thought past wanting the right to do it.
So important. So abstract. Okay. What do married couples do first?
They have a fight.
Yeah,
we've already done that. They thrash cake on each other. Oh, my God, I love it. So funny. No,
the show is incredibly popular and in the midst of shooting its second season. Jane, welcome to On the Media.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
And Brad, welcome to you, too.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It isn't just a different form of distribution. It really is, in some ways, a radically different format. Every episode of season one is under 5 minutes. Was that considered an advantage, or did you just understand that's how most people use web video?
Well, I think that it was a product of its time. You know, a year ago, bite-sized content was a marketing advantage to wrap people in, but smart TVs are more and more prominent on the market, and eventually you'll turn on that entertainment box and sit down on the couch, fully integrated to the web, and we will see internet content turning much more into what we know as television content with length and characters and scope and the production.
We're jumping on a horse that's like changing directions a lot. And that's part of the fun of doing content for the web is that we're trying to be really flexible. Will we keep that 2 minutes format? Probably not. We'll probably release this in longer pieces because the model is changing.
How does writing and pitching a show on your own compare to writing and producing for studio?
It feels very much like writing an episode of Buffy or Once Upon a Time. It's like, what do these characters want? How do we keep this to length? How do we make it producible? It's all the same questions. The thing that's different is the amount of involvement we have hands-on in the production. we sort of see this cradle to grave. Whereas in TV, at a certain point, you hand your script over. Even if you've got a producer title, your involvement diminishes as the script goes through the machine.
So you and your crew funded the entire first season on your own, right?
I funded it on my own, yeah.
And then the second season, through Kickstarter, you asked potential viewers for $50,000. You ended up instead making $60,000. That still seems like a drop in the bucket.
It's a little droppy and a little buckety, but it's not too bad. I'd say that that paid for a third of what season two is costing. I would not have felt terribly sanguine about jumping into season two without the help of what the fans brought to us. We raised that 50 in a week. It was startling and gratifying.
It's certainly micro-budget by Hollywood standards, but I think that we are in a time when everything is having to get scaled back, and we are focused on how you make an incredible product for less.
I get that, but it doesn't strike me that funding the entire first season on your own and maybe somewhere around two-thirds of the second season on your own is much of a sustainable business model.
Yeah, ultimately it would be nice if it made the money that it takes to make it. But what we've done is we've gone ahead and done the initial investment, and we can say, look at the show. And then maybe people or some entity will want to help us continue making it. But right now, we just wanted the show to exist.
Do you get the impression that the web seems to have a larger percentage of female involvement than network TV? You've got shows like The Guild about a female gamer, The Misadventures of an Awkward Black Girl, Lisa Kudrow's Web Therapy.
There was a study done in this last year or so that only 19% of TV writers are females, which was a number that had fallen. We've been trying to storm this castle of network TV. Maybe we don't have to. Go build your own castle. And that's sort of what's happening online right now. Makes sense to me.
Was there a particular web program or series or experience you had that made you think, yeah, this is really where we should go?
There was a series called Very Mary Kate, interestingly, is also a female creator.
It's time for me to be my own person. From now on, no more Mary Kate and Ashley. It's just Mary Kate.
You didn't have to buy a new apartment.
I don't mean like there's no more Ashley. I just want to be independent. You can still totally exist if you want. You
bought. She's so funny, and it's very light. And I thought you could make a candy-coated quick little show and maybe give it some really grounded heart here and there, and that might work, actually.
Brad showed me Very Mary-Kate. I hadn't been aware of it, and when I saw that, it was like, okay, yes, I get it. He had an idea for what the show could be about, but it didn't quite have yet like a driving reason that the story had to be told now. Shows about newlyweds have been sort of a staple of TV since I Love Lucy. And so when we added this notion of taking that in the modern world with same-sex newlyweds, just seems like the perfect product for the web. It's short, it's candy, it's fun, but it also can do something in the world. It can be relevant. And what else is the internet for?
Brad Bell and Jane Espenson, co-creators of the web series Husbands. Thank you both for talking to us.
Thank you.
I'm not going to be the first gay divorce since the new law. We have to stay technically married for a while.
Straight people do this all the time. In fact, if we weren't gay, this would be a hackneyed premise.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.